Good morning. 6:35 a.m. Monday, June the 23rd, 2014. Tightly scheduled day today. I've got to get the kids to school, get to therapy, get the groceries, get home. I'm 17 minutes, 16:03 on the first half. I'm 16 and a half minutes to the back gate. It gives me 10 minutes to get the kid awake and moving. I need to leave in about 1 hour from right now, so a little sooner if she wants to get McDonald's on the way. Find something to put on the barbecue for the day. It's going to be a lovely day and it would be a good day to barbecue. And yes, I am pushing this morning. I'm almost out of breath. Because I'm really aware of the time ticking away here. Not just because of the metronome, but because there's so much to do today. I've got some household chores to do. I probably should run the mower around once, because I left a lot of grass clippings. And it would be good to try to get ahead of it a bit. When I mowed over the weekend, it was overdue. And it made quite a mess. So, clippings had a couple days to, I'm not going to say dry out, because it gets rained every night. We had a decent crop of thunder boomers skirt us last night. We didn't actually see any serious amounts of rain here. But we did the other night, Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday night, I think. I had it run down the street, the newly scraped street. They scraped it and then put down an undercoat, apparently, because today's the day they're supposed to start actually paving. I'm not talking. I don't really have anything to say this morning. It's a symptom of not having done enough, not having read enough. I haven't. I look at Google Plus. I look at the writers' discussion group, and there wasn't an awful lot over the weekend to pique my interest. Nothing terribly interesting coming through. I did get a comment about a post on Scalzi's blog about money flowing to the author Yogg's Law. And I think it always struck me as, really? Being self-published has this sort of idea that now you have to pay for everything. And so this is somehow a violation of Yogg's Law where money flows to the author. And the reality is that the difference between a vanity publisher and a traditional publisher is how much they charge and when. A vanity publisher doesn't actually expect to sell any books. So they charge the author the full boat. And they pay on regular trad pub royalty rates. But instead of an advance, you get a bill. In traditional publishing, what you get is a loan, and your book is supposed to pay off the loan through its royalties. So in a certain sense, the publisher does put up a little bit of money up front. That money does flow to the author. But 9 times out of 10, no additional funds do. Because the 10% royalty doesn't usually sell enough books to earn back the 5,000 or 7,000 or whatever it is, advance. Which is really the most telling argument for me in terms of doing self-pub. Now, traditional publisher, good morning again. So traditional publisher does art, layout, editing, some minor amount of marketing in terms of putting the books into bookstore catalogs. But nothing that could really be construed as significant outreach for a mid-list author. So those are the services that you need. Art, layout, editing, Monk Post, and that's about it. The actual distribution happens someplace else. The mainstream press has its own distribution channels, and they will put the books into those channels. And it's up to the self-pub indie author to pick the channels that make the most sense. But here's the thing. You pay for that. You pay for the editing. You pay for the artwork. You pay for the layout. You pay for the distribution. You pay for the marketing. You pay for everything in a traditional publisher. That's just you pay it on the back end. It comes from their percent of the cover price. Now, for paperback books, traditionally, it's been about 10, 12, maybe 15% of the paperback. No, my road cannot be closed. I have to get out. And so about 40% of the cover price, 45%, maybe 50% of the cover price goes to distribution channels. And the remaining profit is retained by the publisher. So the publisher gets about roughly 40% of the cover price. Bookstore gets roughly 40% of the cover price. And so the publisher gets roughly 50% of the cover price to offset the cost of printing, production, art, editing, etc. So here's the thing. You pay for all that. And the difference between self-pub, where the author is the prime contractor for publication, and traditional pub is largely negligible in terms of the way the money flows to or from the author. Scalzi had a corollary about independent authors, but I don't think the corollary is necessary. I don't think that it really ignores the reality of the author pays for that stuff. That's just how much and when. That separates a trad pub from a vanity pub. And in both cases, the author signs over print and distribution rights, publication and distribution rights, to the publisher, generally for some term, but those terms tend to be pretty darn long. Now, self-pub has to pay for it out of pocket, a la carte, up front. The degree to which they make the expense, a lot of people shortcut the editing, they shortcut the artwork. I do my own layouts, and I'm very pleased with it, in large part because I studied it. I know how layout's supposed to work, I know what layout's supposed to do. And I have the technical skills necessary to pull it off. So, yeah, there's a small savings for me. Layout is really small. It's like maybe $500. Cover art is between $250 and $500. The editing is $1,000 or more. Well, no, that's not true. Editing is $250 to $2,000. I don't pay that much. 2,000. Speaking of editing, I got a book back from editor. I need to get it published. Okay. Some priorities here. I guess. I hope. Yep, my street is closed. Okay, how the hell am I going to get out? Papers aren't down this far yet. They're going to be soon. Just getting the rollers and the papers and rushes out now. Am I going to be able to get out?
Where do you live at?
Right there.
Cul-de-sac?
No, right here.
You got to go around. I'm not sure what you're in there starting at right now.
If I pull out right now, can you let me through so I can park right there? Okay. I didn't hear what Endomondo said, but I got to move the car. So it must be pretty fast, 16:57 on the clock. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.